This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Monday, May 22nd. Plenty of profit taking on the Friday market with more from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Virginia McGathey.
Now, the report that came out last week about China committing to buying beef from the United States has really helped the market. We got that big spike and that surge. Now, we did get a little bit of a sell-off, and it's mostly profit taking. But the market moving sideways shows real strength in beef prices, and we haven't even begun the summer grilling season. That's going to start on Memorial Day, so that's really starting to come up, and it certainly looks like there's going to be stronger prices coming up as China starts to buy some of the beef. We're going to look for prices really to start to rally, but that may not come for another couple of months, so we're going to keep that on the back burner for now.
Chicago July wheat prices closed Friday up 9.5 at 436.25. July corn ended the day up 6.5 at 372.25. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day up 4.25, ranging from 485 to 490. And a quarter. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were up 12, ranging from 513 to 523. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were up 11, ranging from 655 and three quarters to 680 and three quarters. Live cattle for June were up 52.5 cents at 123.80. May feeder cattle were up $1.75 at 143.45. And May Class 3 milk was down a penny at 1560. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report from the Ag Information Network.